Who should be your guy in the double round? And who is Dubai Hoops guy? Find out in the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast. Welcome back to the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast. My name is Javi Gancedo. This is episode 22. And with me is Vasiliki Karamusa. Vasiliki, how are you?
Hello, Javi. I have an official complaint to make, unfortunately. Last week, we didn't have a show, so I couldn't brag about my 209.3 points. And that's very unfortunate because that last week, I sucked. So can we talk about my previous team, please?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say it's kind of my fault because we took the whole studio to Valencia, to Roche Arena, to record an episode of EuroLeague and Friends Made in Spain with Pedro Martinez. Which will come out very soon. But yeah, you had your... I think you were ninth in the private round?
I was 16th.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
That's impressive. Anyway, Frankie Sass is going to be with us today, but we have a very special guest, right? Vasiliki, can you please introduce him?
Yeah, people might know him as Dubai Hoops guy, but his real name is Tom Goodlife, and that's probably the best last name that I have ever heard and pronounced. Tom, welcome on board. How are you?
I'm very well, Vasiliki. Thank you for that lovely welcome. It's actually Tom Goodlife, but I'll take Goodlife. It is quite a good life so far. It's going fairly well in fantasy as well. Hi, everyone. I'm Tom Goodlife. I'm a longtime basketball fan from the UK. I've been watching European basketball and playing fantasy since the 90s, back when if you wanted to play fantasy, you had to mail in a little form cut out from a magazine with just a postage stamp and a dream. Fast forward about 30 years, and my wife, who's from Paris, another bit of European flavor, she got a job in Dubai, and we arrived towards the end of 2024 and found there was elite basketball in the city. So we're now season ticket holders. And I started the blog, Dubai Hoops Guy, as a way of engaging with the growing fan community here. So it's a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, I have two questions for you. First, is it true that you were a stand-up comedian in the past? And second, how did you find out about our game, about the Yearly Fantasy Challenge?
Someone has been telling you about me. Yes, I was a stand-up comedian from around about 2007 for about 10 years. I was doing comedy gigs up and down the UK and as far as Australia and Hong Kong, places like that. I wrote jokes for radio, national radio. I had a sitcom pilot commissioned, and I even hosted a quiz show in Monza at the Grand Prix there. So it's been quite exciting a few years, but I was getting a bit gray in the hair and long in the tooth, and my audiences started looking more like I was their dad than their friend. So I said, yeah, probably should get back to doing a normal job, looking at spreadsheets and things. That was the thing I used to do, analyzing trends and using data to make decisions, all stuff that's useful in fantasy. My evenings were free, so I could re-engage with the game. It means that I managed to make the time to go and see London Lions get beat by Paris in the Euro Cup semi-finals, which was not fun. In terms of finding out about the game, I love fantasy sports. And I'll be honest, and it's going to sound cheesy, but EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge is actually my favorite fantasy game because you can make so many trades. You can always stay engaged with it. And your decision-making doesn't stop when the round starts. In so many other games, you make your selections and then just watch everything happen. But in EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge, you know, you change your team during the round. You change your captains during the round. Just keeps you engaged throughout the whole round. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far. I've been a bit of a blur this season, but I think I'm doing all right. I'm number three in the UAE. And there's one guy who has two teams above me. And where do you think he's from, Vasiliki?
I guess it's from Greece.
Yes, one guy from Greece.
It's always someone from Greece, yes.
Yeah.
You know who is also from Greece? The winner of our private round this week.
Yeah, once again, his name is Anastasis Tourikis, and he amounted 205.4 fantasy points in the round 32. So congratulations, Anastasis. Keep going. Greeks are everywhere.
Okay, guys, let's get this show started. Let's look back first, and then we'll look forward. You know, we like to do winners, losers, and question marks, looking back at round 32. And Tom, I'm going to let you go first with your winner.
So my winner this round, there were a few different guys to pick from. I've actually gone with one of Vasiliki's question marks from a previous episode, and that's Jerome Blossomgain. Now, with everything going on in Monaco, he has just really seems to have embraced an expanded role. You know, with Mike James injured, with Coach Spanoulis departing, he has just really stepped up. And I mean, looking at his numbers, his box score isn't the flashiest, but the drawn fouls column, which is often overlooked by people, he seems to be drawing fouls at a lot higher rate the last 4 weeks. So he's great value. He's going to keep getting great minutes. And Monaco are fighting for that playoff spot. So he's done great the last few rounds. I think he'll keep doing great. Jerome Blossomgain's my winner this time.
A lot of Monaco players have been seeing more minutes because of the shorter rotation. And I guess, Vasiliki, your winner is also in that direction. It's another Monaco player, right?
Yes, that's true. And as Frankie would have said, minutes is the best currency in fantasy. So that's why I'm going with Matt Strazel, one of my favorite players anyway. He has stepped up since Mike James went down with an injury. He had the winning shot against Olympiacos. He was the leading scorer of Monaco in the away win against Efes. He had a double-double in the domestic league. I think we all know what he can provide, and at this price rate, he's a must pick for everybody right now.
He's your guy, and now he's my guy too. Tom, are you thinking on buying Strassel or not?
I think I'm going to be different. I'm always trying to be different and try and catch people up. So if it's a must pick for everyone else, I'm gonna twist.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's okay. Like being different. Sometimes it pays off, you know, in this game.
Pretty yes. much sometimes.
All right, well, my winner is Mamadi Diakite. He's been playing fantastic. He had a PR of 37 two rounds ago. I thought he was going to be worse against Olympiacos. He would have a bad game against Bezenko playing the same position, but he had his blocks, his three-pointers, his steals, finished with a PR of 17 in a losing effort. But still, I mean, he's putting a lot of numbers. For some reason, better numbers in the EuroLeague than in the Spanish League. And right now he's here to stay. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I had him, fortunately, when he had his best game. That's why I scored more than 200 points that round. I sold him when Bisconia played Olympiacos, feeling the same as you. But now he's back for good.
All right, well, let's talk about losers. Vasiliki, please go first.
I have to go with Mario Hezonja. He was my winner a couple rounds ago, but unfortunately, Real lost to Žalgiris at the final seconds of the game. Mario had a shot to win it, but it didn't go in. Same as a couple of other shots he took, and I'm not feeling very comfortable if I know that a player is going to get 15 shots, but he's going to make five of them, or I don't know the exact number, because his PIR drops, and that doesn't help my team, as it happened last week when I subbed him in place of Musa, because Real was playing in turn two, and it cost me dearly.
You know that kind of feeling in Fantasy Challenge when a game is about to go to overtime and you think, okay, this my player has five more minutes to do well. And then he picks up a foul and then they lose by two in the final second. That, I mean, you probably went there from like 15, 16 to nine.
Yeah, it's not well, for sure.
All right, well, Tom, who's your loser?
I'll be honest, I think the real loser is me for keeping this guy a couple rounds too long. And I feel like I owe the guy an apology, but also owe Vasiliki an apology. I know he's one of your favorites, Tariq Biberovic. And I also know I'm not alone in owning him. 14%, one of the most popular forwards in the game, but plus one and minus one in the last couple of rounds. And with his minutes under risk from the returning Fenerbahce players, I think Devin Hall's back and Chris Silva, of course, has returned from injury. So I don't think there's any place for Tariq in my team anymore. I'm sorry, he's my loser this round.
When you have a player like Mamadi Diakite in the same price range, it's hard to get. So what I did is go with both. Very simple, right? Anyway, that's how I roll sometimes. Who's my loser then? It's Leo Bolmaro of EA7 Emporium Money Milan. Probably not the most popular fantasy player right now, but he had a PAR of minus 7. He was playing really well, but I don't know what happened that he didn't have a good game. And that's why he's my loser. Minus 7 is always painful, right?
It's not very nice to look in your team, even if he's in your bench.
Well, let's go with question marks. Let me go first because I've been thinking about this for the last 2 days. I don't know if I should trade the guy or not, but in the end I did. Dan Oturu of Hapoel IB Tel Aviv, he's playing well. He's been shooting over 80% over the last three games. Hapoel is 3-0 in March. But they play Real Madrid and they play Tavares. And Tavares blocks a lot of shots. He changes a lot of shots. So I don't know if I should keep it or not. What do you think, guys?
First of all, I love how you say the sponsor names of the teams as well.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to it. Second of all, I don't know. I haven't thought about it like that. I think Oturu is one of the most consistent centers, and it's not very easy to find a very good replacement. So I will stick with him. I think his teammates will try to feed him, and he can be productive because I think he will play more minutes than Tavares anyway.
I think that's a pretty hot take. I think personally, I think my rule is never pick a center that's against Tavares. Mm. But yeah, I like the different angle from Vasiliki.
Yeah, me too. I try to avoid Tavares' opponents like as much as I can. Well, Vasiliki, you have a question mark?
Yes, it's another center. His name is Matthias Lechor. I was very hopeful from his debut against Žalgiris. So I went and bought him last week because he had lost loss of his value because of his injury throughout the season. And I thought maybe that's the right time to jump on his train. Of course, after 14 minutes of inaction, it's normal that he has some ups and downs. And I'm not sure what to do. For the time being, I have kept him, but he will probably stay on my bench this week because most of the games are played on Tuesday anyway. So I have to make a choice about which six players will be in my starting lineup. So I think I will keep Matthias and just leave him on my bench for this time around. I don't know what you think.
I'm a little bit of a coward when it comes to players coming back from injury. I'm going to wait until his first monster game, and then I'll see. So far, Lesoth for me is out of the picture right now. Tom?
Well, given that he's against Dubai, I kind of hope that's a question that he can't answer. I think it's a good shout, though, because yeah, Dubai, the defense hasn't been great, particularly on the interior at times this season. So yeah, Lazot could be a good pick. I just hope maybe it's next round, not this one. And also there's just so many centers to try and fit in those two spots. So many good choices.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, do you have a question mark? I think you have two, right?
I do have two question marks, and they're split over the two rounds this week. So the first one is a guy who has been in my team for 10 rounds. I've really enjoyed owning Jordan Nwora. And I've kept him over the last couple of weeks, even though he's not been performing at his best. And I thought, well, because there's this one game coming up in turn two, he'll be useful. I'll keep hold of him. But that's three rounds in a row now that he's scored under his price. And I think that's showing a bit of a pattern. He didn't score great in the Belgrade derby either this weekend. But I'm still, I don't know, I'm still questioning, should I hang on to him? Because it means I save a trade and I can use the trades elsewhere. So yeah, Jordan, what have you got for me this round?
We'll see. I mean, it's a very tricky game, that one, because Moneke, who is questionable, will talk about it, and Miller McIntyre, they played for Baskonia. All the attention is going to be on them. Maybe Nwora will be kind of, under the radar and play a good game. Vasiliki, what do you think?
Yeah, and Baskonia is coming from seven straight losses. They don't seem to be in a great momentum right now. That's a game that Red Star should really win to keep their playoff hopes alive. So, I don't know. If you have a good player that plays in turn two when there's only one game, maybe you should risk with him one more week. What's 11 instead of 10?
Any more question marks, Tom?
Yeah, so brace yourselves, strap in. My round 34 question mark might be a bit crazy, might be a bit of a rookie question, but Sasha Vezenkov.
No.
Do we really want to spend...
Come on.
Yeah, do we really want to be spending 21 credits on a guy that we can't captain? Because
yes.
Given that he's resting...
Doesn't matter.
You know, we...
Why do we get all these guests that they criticize Sasha? I mean, come on, he's the king of fantasy. He's the GOAT. You cannot really say anything bad about this guy.
Oh, yes.
Go easy.
I mean, He's our friend too. I mean, come on.
And it's not easy to sell him in and out of your team when he's that pricey.
And then when he knows, because he watches the show, then he takes revenge and then he texts us and says, hey, yeah, your friend from Dubai, huh?
Just remember that we have unlimited trades after this round, right? After round 34. So you can get him out. You can put your credits on someone, on, you know, two really good captain picks over the two rounds in, so two turns in round 34. And then you can get him back in with the unlimited trades and rejig all those credits. I just think there might be some mileage there for people who are trying to go a little bit different and catch up ground in their mini leagues.
Yeah, well, if Sasha doesn't have a good game, then it's a huge advantage. But Sasha never has a bad game. So we'll see. We'll see.
He did against Dubai.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. Anyway, we have to talk injuries. I think that the main injury of the week is Glenn Watson, who is not available. That opens the floor to, especially, I think, Brian Angola. He's going to be, I think he had a PR of 12 in the 7 minutes that Watson was out. And it looks, it points out that he's going to have the ball in his hand more often. Basiliki, are you considering Angola?
I would, but I don't think I can squeeze him on my team. But he's definitely, I think, the only solid option from Masvel. If you're looking for a player there, that's him. There's no other option. And we have talked about him several times in the past. He's a really good fantasy pick because he draws a lot of fouls and he makes a lot of decisions. So, yeah, go for it.
All right, well, we have more news. These are recent news. Tom, Chima Moneke may lose the game. He didn't play the Serbian Derby in the Adriatic League because of a back problem. If Moneke, take into account that the only turn two game on Wednesday is Baskonia Zvezda. So Moneke was our first choice, like everybody. So if Moneke doesn't play, it changes everything, right?
It does. It changes everything. I've got Moneke in my first choice draft. I've got a mobile phone full of screenshots of all my teams. I'm going to choose this guy, I'm going to choose that guy. Moneke was there as one of my must-haves for turn two. And if he's not available, it does change everything. And it does make me think maybe I should be keeping Jordan Wara. I certainly want Mamadi Diakite if I don't have Chima Moneke. But it might mean I rejig a number of spots. So we'll have to see. I'll be keeping my eyes peeled on social media right up until the deadline on Tuesday.
There's some good news, of course, some players coming back from injury. Toko Sengelia played for Barca in the Spanish Clásico, in the Spanish League. Also, Devon Hall and Scotty Wilbekin, they're back. Basiliki, does it affect the rotation? Do we expect to see Taylor Horton-Tucker and Wade Baldwin, well, less time on the court from now on?
Maybe Devon Hall would cut some of his teammates' minutes. I don't think Wilbekin will take their spot. I think Zagars is the one who's going to be sacrificed in the 12-man lineup, so it's not very fantasy relevant. But Devon Hall is very crucial for Fenerbahce defense. They had some struggles lately, some losses in a row, so he should be back right away.
And finally, we got to talk about Valencia Basket. Cameron Taylor has been out for a little while. He should be back soon, but probably not this week. Jan Montero has a hand problem, and I think he's going to play. He's probable, I would say, but maybe not in the best condition. Does it open the floor, Tom, for players like, I don't know, Darius Thompson or Branko Badio to step up?
I don't know with Valencia. They've got so many options, and you're just never sure quite who's going to get the minutes. Omari Moore had a great game a couple of rounds ago, and then just went. I didn't think he came into the game until deep into the second quarter the next round. So I don't know. I tend to steer away from Valencia if Cam Taylor's not available. But I have owned Montero at times, and I just seem to pick the wrong weeks to have him in my team. No doubt they're a fun team to watch, and it's a big game this week.
Absolutely. And speaking on this week, let's talk about the next games. Tom, I'm going to give you the floor. Dubai plays Panathinaikos. It's a key game in the fight to make it to the play-in. Four teams are with 18 wins and 14 losses. Dubai is right behind with 17 and 15.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. and I was really looking forward to this game. Of course, it's now in Bosnia, so I won't be able to see it in person. But this is a team, well, these are two teams, in fact, with huge talent. And I would say it's probably Dubai's biggest game and toughest game for a few rounds now. And these are two teams that were actually looking quite different the last time they matched up when, the green side wiped the floor with us in Greece, I'm afraid. That was, what, 21-point loss for Dubai. But Lazort was not available. But also on the Dubai side, Moussa was out, Bacon was out. Yeah, Avramovic only lasted 8 minutes before then missing out on the next game. They've added Bruno Caboclo since, a bit more of interior presence. So I think Dubai will put up a bit more of a fight this time. Who's the best fantasy pick? That's a real good question. I'm not sure. I'm still kind of torn on a few different guys, and it's going to be really tough up against Panathinaikos. I think I might skirt around Dubai picks this time and wait for the next round. But I'm keen to get Vasilikis today.
It's going to be a dogfight, I think. Panathinaikos played with fire last week when they faced Red Star. They were down 12 points until they made a huge comeback at the final 11, 12 minutes of the game with a 32-12 run to win it. I think they need to be more careful this time around. And they need to take into consideration all the players that Dubai didn't have when they faced each other in the first round. So I don't know. I think the only players I have from this game are Lazor and Moussa, because I had him a couple of weeks now and I didn't have like the mana. I didn't manage to sell him out. I think he's a good pick. I think the best pick though is Bacon. He has been very stable.
Bacon's been great.
No, I have to disagree. How about, I want to ask Vasiliki about Kendrick Nunn. Juancho Hernangómez said that it's time for him to show he's the leader and to the whole team is going to be behind him. How about Kendrick Nunn? Like, it's a little bit overlooked in fantasy right now.
Because of his price, I think, mainly. He's one of the most expensive guys. And if you have Sasa, it's not easy to have two major superstars. Also, Tucker and Baldwin have been selected more because they're a little bit cheaper than Nunn, but Nunn is always a good idea, I think. I don't know if he can provide 35 PIR, but he's going to be crucial for his team to win the game.
Dwayne Bacon has really, well, he would have been one of my winners if I could have picked two. He actually dropped out of the starting five in the last couple of rounds. And I don't know whether that was just a matchup thing or experimenting with lineups. But ahead of the Bayern game, he was quoted as saying he needed to play more defense and pass the ball. And he went out and got at season high, 6 assists, 3 steals. And again, he's another forward. He's great at drawing fouls. So I think he's something like four fouls per game, maybe one of the top fours for that statistic. So I think Dwayne Bacon could be a real good pick this time. He's back on form.
Well, quickly, I guess that you'll agree that the most important fantasy game of the week is Baskonia against Spezza. We talked about Moneke. If not Moneke, Moneke's not available, who should be your pick? To have a turn two captain in case something happens.
So my turn two pick for captain, if Moneke's not available, I think it's going to have to be Cody Miller-McIntyre. Great usage, great minutes. He's been in consistent form the last few rounds. He's a dependable, reliable fantasy contributor. Lots of different routes to points if you go with Cody Miller-McIntyre. I'm still hoping that Timo Moneke will be available, though. So we'll have to wait and see.
I have only one player, and I don't think he's going to be a great captain option if I have to go that way. We will have a lot of captain dilemmas later on. So I won't say more this time around.
Yeah, I mean, I have Sasha, but just in case, I also signed Miller-McIntyre, just in case. I don't think Sasha's going to play badly, but...
Speaking of turn two, what do you think about Trent Forrest as an option? He's someone who's been up and down, but when he's up, he's really up.
Yeah, I agree. And this could be a good up and down game for him. I don't know. Spezza is a good team when it comes to, well, defending guards. So I probably would stay away from... I mean, it's not staying away from him. It's just that I think there are better picks like Diakité or Miller-McIntyre or Moneke if available. That's all. Well, we have another key games, Monaco and Milan, for instance, is a key battle for the play-in and the playoffs. Also Real Madrid against Hapoel, could be even the home court advantage that game. But let's go to round 34. We have Fenerbahce Žalgiris, which I think is a very interesting game, probably low scoring. But then Panathinaikos against Monaco, it's tricky. Any players you're considering from these two games?
A lot, many.
Yeah, I think you've already mentioned a couple. Strazel and Blossom game are two really good options. Kind of depends on who's available. I've had Terry Tarpey in my team as a really useful budget enabler. I mean, he's only been getting sort of 8-12 points, but that just really helps to pad out your bench and just gives you those little marginal gains that can make all the difference in your local smaller leagues. So yeah, there's lots of options from Monaco. I'm not so familiar with all the different options in Panathinaikos though. I'd love to get Kendrick Nunn. He's just so much fun to watch, but I'm not sure I'll be able to afford him.
We'll see. And there's a rarity. I think this is an anomaly in the system, like in the metrics, in the fantasy matrix, which is that Paris Basketball is not playing this double round week. That means that their players are going to get average scores in round 33 and 34. That means that, which points you're going to get from people like Nadir Ifi or Cavaliere or Herrera, who are the three players that are, let's say, budget friendly. Are you considering to have a Paris player? I know we don't have any right now. Are you considering, especially if things go wrong, to go there in round 34?
So for me, I have certainly had my eye on a couple of the resting guys. If I want to try and upgrade one of my current picks up to Chimamaneke, and that's what I'm waiting on the team news for, I think there's a number of four credit guys who are guaranteed 4 points, and you know a lot of guys on four credits don't get that level. Yeah. So again, just these little smaller marginal gains can be done. But there's also lots of, as you've mentioned, lots of great other options there. I think it's worth doing if you've got the budget constraints, or indeed you've got extra credits for the likes of is it Lamar Stevens, people like that, and you can get a few extra points there.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, should we talk about our teams? What do you think?
Yes, let's go to trades.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tom is our guest. Basilik is our star. So Tom goes first. Basilik goes last. I'll go in the middle.
So my trades this round, I've already mentioned I'm going to have to say goodbye to Tarik Bibarovic. He's, you know, thank you for all the points the last few rounds, but bye-bye. I've also taken out Saben Lee. He's done a great job. He was a great value pick for so many rounds. I think I've stayed on that train as long as I can. I think it's time, with all the guard options they have in Efes, it's time to say goodbye to Saben as well. And one of my budget picks, who might come back if I need the credits to afford Maneke, I've let Akele go. And I'm probably pronouncing all these names wrong. It's terrible. But those are the guys who've gone. And at the moment, I've got to admit, they're kind of placeholders at the moment for while I wait and see about what's happening with Moneke. I've got Bruno Caboclo, who has done great since coming to Dubai. I've got Nemanja Dangubic as well, who has been a great role player. He was right inside Sasha Bezenko's jersey for the game I saw live. I know I'm asking for trouble making those points, but you know, you've got to live a little. I have also, I've kept Nora for the moment. I've also made a coaching change. So, I've got the Krenos Vezda point guard, Cody Miller-McIntyre there. He would be probably my turn two captain if it needs to be. But yeah, this Zvezda team news is all important. And I'd love to be able to crowbar Diakite in if I can.
We'll see. Free from desire, Cody Miller-McIntyre. All right. Do you want to see my team? I mean,
of course.
Well, my team is very simple. I took out Cavaliere because I like to play with players who are on the court actually and not getting easy points. I'm also trading Oturu, like I told you, and I'm trading Taylor Horton Tucker because it's the only way that I can sort things the way I want. Because I want a turn two option with Miller-McIntyre. I went with Moses Wright, who plays at home against Bayern. I think he's a solid choice. And then I'm getting Butkevicius with the money that I had. The team is going to be two centers with Kavanyele and Moses Wright. Bezenkov, of course, as captain with Biberovic, Karlik Jones and Nemanja Nedovic, kind of an alternative option to Strasser. De La Rea and Butkevicius are going to be sitting on the bench. And then turn two options are Miller McIntyre and Diakite. Thoughts?
I like the two solid turn two options with Cody Miller, McIntyre and Diakite. That way you can fix things around if something goes south. But getting Taylor Horton-Tucker out of your team is kind of bold. I don't know about that.
I don't know. If Devon Hall comes back, somebody has to sit down, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Vasiliki, we are dying to see your team. So please let us know.
Well, okay. I got Matt Strazel. I got Sasha Vazenkov, whom I didn't manage to get last week because my math were really bad. And it hurt me, so I'm fixing that mistake right away. And I'm getting Mamadi Diakite back, as I already told you. I think he's a great pick, especially for this price. Marius Hezonja, Isaac Moga, and Andrea Obst, who has been in my team for I don't even remember how long, but it was a long time. They're going out. So let's take a look at how the things are right now. And I want your opinion because I have too many turn one guys. So I don't know who my six starting players will be. For the time being, I have Oturu as a center, Zanon Musa and Sasa Vazenkov as my forwards, Elijah Bryant and Talen Horton-Tucker, of course, as my guards, and Matt Strazel as a sixth player. And I think I will keep Lesor on the back on my bench as well, as long as there is John Di Bartolomeo and Gur Lavai. Who are my most cheap players, but they can contribute here and there. So my only player for turn two is Diakite, and I don't think that will fix a lot of my problems if I have.
Interesting. Tom, I'll let you go first, then I'll say what I think about Vasiliki's team.
I mean, I'd love to give advice, but I'm a bit distracted. You gave me all that heat for questioning Shevchenkov, and you didn't even have him in your team last week. I mean, what? Why? How do I deserve that? I had him. He was my captain. That captain badge was super glued to his jersey. I don't know. I think it's looking a pretty strong lineup, but I do think you're right. That turn two option is something that you probably need to think about addressing with a solid, more solid pick. Diakite could still be a great option for you, though.
We will see. I hope I won't have to resort for a captain in turn two since I have Sasa. But also, I'm a little bit in dilemma about that. But we will talk about it in a few seconds. Captains, coaches, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk captains, then we'll go to coaches. My captains are Bezenkov and Miller McIntyre, but I expect Sasha to be the captain all the way.
Sasha is a no-brainer this round. Got to be captain this round. And Miller McIntyre is there in my squad at the moment. As I said, Moneke might come in, and then I've got a question. You know, I've got a decision to make. I think if I had both Moneke and Cody Miller McIntyre, I think I'd lean to Moneke. But if he's injured, that's a big question mark, and you don't want to risk that with your captaincy. So, yeah, we'll see.
I have Sasa as my captain as well, mainly because he is Hasa, and secondly because we had an interview last week after the game against Baskonia, and he told me he has a great motive. The whole team has a great motive because Valencia beat them in their home court, and now they're seeking revenge in that away game. Also, Valencia has some injury troubles, so I think that will make Olympiacos' life much easier. But I have Talen Horton-Tucker and Elijah Bryant on my team as well, so you get why I have second thoughts, and I will have until the very last second.
This is going to be very quick, right? We have the same coach, basically.
Yeah, unanimous coach.
Yeah, Asvel rule. When in doubt, for whatever reason, we all go to Asvel, and it's not always paying off. So, Peñarroyeris, and now it's Frankie Sack's favorite part of the show. Vasiliki?
Get future, get rewarded.
Okay, so each week we get questions, ball predictions, all kind of, statement from fans, and we read them live here in the show. And, we have a first question. Let's start with a question for Tom. Feher says, what chance does Dubai have in reaching the Final Four?
Oh, That's a big one. I think, I mean, Dubai is an incredibly ambitious club, and I think they'd certainly want to get into the final four in the next year or two. This season, there's a chance, there's hope, but given that we're currently on the outside of the top 10 looking in, I think, you know, we'll be happy with a playoff spot. Final four might be a stretch too far. There's so many good teams this season.
Yeah, I interviewed Musa in the EuroLeague Friends main in Spain, and he says that, okay, it's the boat to go to the Final Four, but maybe not too soon. We'll see. Vasiliki, yours is a very bold prediction.
Oh, my God.
It is. Manos Rosunelos from Greece says Valencia will be the winner of the EuroLeague this year.
I don't see that happening. I'm sorry. Valencia is playing very attractive style of basketball, but I don't think this kind of basketball is the kind of basketball that will get you to the Final Four and win you the EuroLeague trophy yet. Maybe in 5 years from now, that will be the way to do it. But right now, I don't think they have the experience. I mean, the players, most of them have never even played in the playoffs before. So I don't see that happening.
And we have a second question for Theher Fedlum for me, which is, do you think Sergio Scariolo will win the EuroLeague with Real Madrid anytime soon? Okay, it's a very bold question. I have to be, I mean, I cannot say maybe, right? I have to say yes or no.
Time of soon is very vague. What is it, like this year, next year, 2 years from now?
Yeah, exactly. Like in the next 3 years, probably. This season, it's only one winner. It's very difficult, and there are very good teams out there. So I'm going to say that probably, but not anytime soon. Like in the next 1-2 years, probably not. We'll see. But I might be wrong. Remember, you can send us, just scan the QR code that you're going to see on the screen. Send us bold predictions, send us your comments, send us even praise Vasiliki if you want. It's going to be fine. Just send us what you want, scanning the QR code, and we'll be happy to read them here in the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast next week. And that's the end of the show, right? We had a good time. Sam, thank you for coming. It's been a pleasure. Very good luck to Dubai basketball in this playoff and playing run. Let's see what happens, and all the best.
Thank you very much, Tom. It was a pleasure having you. Maybe next time you can crack a few jokes as well.
I mean, we'll see. Funny costs money, right? Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I say good luck to everyone this round, apart from the guy who's got the two teams above me in the UAE.
Tom is watching you.
All right. Vasiliki, any final words?
No, ask us questions, send your predictions. We answer to the comments in the YouTube section, and we will see you right back next week.